那个抱歉啊，因为我没有把自己照顾好，所以呢，一个礼拜前呢，我就测验这个 COVID-19 说是 positive。
I apologize to brothers and sisters. I didn't take care of myself about a week or so. My wife and I tested positive for COVID.
那么，不过感谢主的保守。
But we thank the Lord for His protection.
我没有什么特别不舒服，只是 positive.
My symptoms are very minimal. It's just that we're still positive for COVID.
对，很抱歉，今天早晨要用这种方式来聚会。
So I apologize that I have to speak with brothers and sisters using this Zoom format.
啊，那么我想开头的时候还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
I think I'd still like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开启示录第三章。
Please turn with me to Revelation chapter 3.
我们先读第七节。
We'll start with verse 7.
你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去试炼。
Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
I am coming quickly, behold fast.Hold fast what you have in order that no one take your crown.
第十二节。
Verse
12. 得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
第十四节。
Verse
14. 要写信给老底家教会的使者说。
And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，我必从我口中把你吐出去。
So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
I advise you to buy for me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed.An eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see.
二十节。
Verse 20.
看啊，我在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
21节.
21.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne.
22节.
22.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹多次讲到。
I've already mentioned with brothers and sisters many times.
关乎这个末后的世代。
Regarding the end times.
神借着启示录这本书给我们有重要的启示。
That God gives us the book of Revelation to give us this important revelation.
他在一开头说让我们看见。
And from the very beginning, he allows us to see.
神希望在这段最黑暗的时期。
That God's desire for us in these darkest days.
那么所有地上的教会都能成为金金的灯台。
That every church on earth would be bright shining golden lampstands for him.
也就是说能成为一个发光的灯。
In other words, that we could be a source of light.
可以照亮人子所有各方面的特性。
That we can illuminate the Son of Man in all his glory and character.
让人能够看见基督。
That everyone can see Christ.
我们知道这是神在末后时代中对教会最重要的心意。
And we know that in these last days, this is God's desire.
所以教会要作为一盏发光的灯。
And so for the church to be a source of light.
我们讲过哈，有四个重要的原则必须守住。
That I mentioned in the past, there are four important principles we need to hold on to.
我希望所有的弟兄姊妹都能记住。
And I hope that every brother and sister will remember this.
因为这个责任是我们所有弟兄姊妹。
Because this responsibility is for every brother and sister.
那么容许我呢，再稍微的把它重复一下。
And if you will allow me to just quickly review these four points.
那么第一个，我们知道这个灯是金金制造。
The first principle is that we know that the lampstand is made of pure gold.
它说明它的纯洁和它的尊贵。
It speaks of its purity and its value.
我们在旧约圣经里面可以看见。
From the Old Testament, we can see.
为什么尼希米回到耶路撒冷，他要重建城墙呢？
Why did Nehemiah return to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls?
他就是为了保护圣殿里面的敬拜是纯洁的，并且是尊贵的。
He did it so that he could preserve and restore the pure worship.To God in the tabernacle.
不能容许这些世界的东西进去。
Sorry, in the temple. And he wouldn't allow anything to enter in.
所以今天我们的责任也是一样。
So today it is likewise our responsibility.
要保护我们整个教会的纯洁。
That we need to preserve the purity in the church.
保持它的尊贵。
To preserve its value.
所以这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
啊，第二件事情。
The second principle.
它是一块金子锤出来的。
That this lampstand is made of one piece of gold.
我们讲到这是一个合一的一个原则。
And this is the principle of unity or oneness.
当那些被掳归回的人回到耶路撒冷去的时候。
And all of those who are in captivity who return to Jerusalem.
在以斯拉记第三章第一节告诉我们。
In Ezra chapter 3 verse 1 it tells us.
他说众人如同一人。
It said that all the people gathered as one man.
所以我们也希望今天弟兄姊妹们为着教会能成为一盏发光的灯我们要众人如同一人。
So today, in order for the church to be a vessel that illuminates and produces light, we have to come together as one man.
我们在这里一同聚会，一同侍奉，同心就是为着使教会能成为发光的灯。
Today, all of our gatherings and all of our worship is for the purpose of illuminating Christ.
每个弟兄姊妹都应该有这种的心思。
And every brother and sister needs to have this mindset.
第三件事情。
And the third principle.
我们说呢，这盏灯是非常美丽的。
Is that this lampstand is beautiful in appearance.
啊，那么它是彰显基督的美丽。
And it displays the beauty of Christ.
在旧约的圣经里面。
In the Old Testament.
当以色列人回归把圣殿建造起来的时候。
And when the Israelites came back to Jerusalem to build the temple.
在以斯拉记第七章二十七节说。
In Ezra 7:27 it says.
那么以斯拉就回去美化圣殿。
And it says that Ezra came back to beautify the house of God.
他是如何来美化圣殿呢？
And how did he beautify the house of God?
就是他把律法带回来了。
Is that he brought the commands of the Lord.
也就是他用神的话美化神的殿。
In other words, Ezra used God's words to beautify the house of God.
今天我们要使教会变为美丽。
Today, if we want the church to be beautiful,
我们不仅要有神的话，神启示的话。
We not only need the revelation from God's word,
弟兄姊妹爱慕主的话。
That brothers and sisters have a love for God's word.
我们也共同在这里遵行主的话。
And we need to keep the commands.
主的话怎样说，我们就怎样做。
And we need to be completely obedient to the words of God.
这样就能让基督的美丽被彰显出来。
Then we can allow the beauty of Jesus to be seen in the church.
第四件事情。
The fourth principle.
就它需要有油。
Is that the lampstand needs oil.
我们知道这指的圣灵在教会中的主权说的。
And we know that this speaks of the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须尊重圣灵的引导。
That we have to move and according to how the Spirit leads.
所以关于这一盏金金的灯台。
So regarding this golden lampstand.
这四个原则是神重要的启示。
These are four important principles that God has revealed to us.
在这个末后的时代。
That especially in these end times.
我们的聚会，我们的教会的光景如果能发光的话。
If our church life, if our gatherings can produce light.
必须符合于这四个重要的原则。
As we hold on to these four principles.
我希望我和弟兄姊妹们，我们都能记住这一个。
And I hope that you and I can all hold on to and remember these principles.
我们也说过。
And we've mentioned already.
我们所启示的原则是非常清楚的。
That these principles are very clearly stated in the Bible.
但是呢，实行起来不容易。
But to live them out in practicality is can be difficult.
我们看见在启示录第二、第三章里面，主用了七个教会来警戒我们。
We can see in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 that God uses these seven churches in Asia Minor as a warning to us.
我们说过这亚细亚的七个教会都是很软弱的。
That these seven churches were all very weak.
那么他们有很多的光景都不能够发光。
And in many aspects, they were not able to produce light.
所以主借着这些呢，在提醒我们。
So God uses these to remind us.
特别上次当我们讲到这个别加摩、推亚推拉、萨迪这三个教会的时候。
In particular, when we mentioned the last three churches, the church of Pergamum, Thyatira, and Sardis.
我们看见他们犯下重大的错误，结果使教会没有办法发光。
We found that they committed great error and sin that caused, the light of Christ to be snuffed out in the church.
他们犯了什么错误呢？
And what did they do wrong?
第一个就是他们接受了那些错误的教训。
The first thing is that they accepted the wrong teachings.
那么他们有尼格拉伊党人的教训。
They accepted the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
他们有巴兰的教训。
They accepted the teachings of Balaam.
有耶洗别的教训。
They accepted and held on to the teachings of Jezebel.
所以把整个教会带到错误的路上去。
They completely, caused the church to go off on the wrong track.
他们不仅接受错误的教训。
And they not only accepted these, wrong teachings,
他们也接受了错误的做法,
but they also accepted the wrong way of doing things.
他们也接受了错误的制度,
and they also accepted the wrong, system.
所以我们看见这三个教会呢, 因为他们在这一个大的错误的里面,
So these three churches in their moment of great error,
结果他们就无法发光，不能发出正常的光。
You can see that they were not able to produce light.
我们也讲过，这三个教会所发生的事情也是个预言。
And we also mentioned that these three churches, what happened in these three churches were also, prophetic.
后来呢，在教会的历史中，我们也看见发生这种重大的错误。
And we saw that in church history, these same errors were committed.
大概从第二个世纪差不多一直到16、17世纪一片的黑暗。
From the 2nd century all the way to the 15th and 16th century, it was, full of darkness.
我想稍微知道教会历史的人，
I think those of you who know a little bit about church history,
都知道这一段时期教会在地上的光景是多么的失败软弱。
And you will know that in this period of time, the church was in a state of failure and weakness.
Yeah, 他们同样的犯了大的错误。
And they committed the same errors.
这里呢，我想也有几件重要的事情提醒。
And there are some reminders in this as well.
第一个，他们破坏了教会身体的侍奉。
Is that they, destroyed the unity in the body of Christ.
把一些阶级的分别摆在教会里面。
And they placed some divisions within the church and, the clergy system.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
他们破坏了教会里面那个灵和真实的敬拜。
That they destroyed the worship in spirit and in truth.
变成了一个死板的宗教的形式。
And they brought forth this dead religion.
第三件事情。
And the third thing.
他们破坏了主借着十字架所释放出来的生命。
And they destroyed the life of Christ, which was brought forth on the cross.
就是人用魂来侍奉神，不懂得用灵侍奉。
Is that people use their soul to serve God instead of using their spirit to serve God.
对，人的智慧，人的经验，人的方法都进到教会里面。
They brought man's intellect, man's ways, and man's experience into the church to serve.
所以造成了教会历史上面一千多年的一个黑暗时期。
So it brought forth about 1,000 years of darkness in the church.
所以我们和弟兄姊妹讲到。
And I've already mentioned with brothers and sisters.
在跟随主的事上。
As we follow the Lord.
犯罪，犯错误和犯罪是同样严重。
That committing, poor choices, and careless acts are or the same is the same thing as sinning.
我们只觉得罪是很可怕。
Oftentimes we know that sin is terrible.
我们不晓得错误也是很可怕。
But we don't realize that poor choices and careless acts are just as terrible.
所以在主的救恩里面
So in God's salvation,
他不仅有赎罪祭
He not only has the offering, allows the offering, the sin offering,
那么也有赎愆祭
but also has the guilt offering.
这是主的怜悯
And this is the mercy of God.
就是你犯了罪你可以让主来挽回你。
That you commit sin, but you can repent and come be redeemed by God again.
如果你犯了错误，你承认的话呢，也可以，主也可以挽回你。
But if you're guilty of making poor choices and careless acts, you are also able to be restored unto God.
所以弟兄姊妹记得，犯错误也是非常严重的。
So please remember that committing poor choices and careless acts is also a terrible thing.
好，我讲一个故事啊，作为给我们一个警戒。
I'll just give a quick story as an example.
那弟兄姊妹都知道，这个美国加拿大边界有一个尼加拉瀑布。
Some of you are familiar with that. All know that on the Canadian and U.S. border, there's the Niagara Falls.
那么很多年前
Many years ago,
有一个人呢在尼加拉瀑布它上面是河流
that the northern part of, if you head north from the Niagara Falls, there's a lake.
River.
A river.
那么有一天呢，有一个人掉到那个河里了。
And one day there was an individual who fell into that river.
非常危险。
It was extremely dangerous.
因为这个河水呢，就把他一直带到那个瀑布那去。
Because the river was going to lead to the Niagara Falls.
结果在岸上呢，有人就找到那个绳子丢给他。
So people on shore took a rope and threw it to that man.
那么他就抓住这个细的绳子。
And so that man who fell in the water gripped onto that rope.
他们正要把他拉上岸的时候。
And as they were pulling him to shore,
忽然呢从他旁边呢飘来了一块大木头一个断树。
And as they were pulling him in, there all of a sudden there was this big floating log that came by.
这个人一看那个木头很大。
And this man saw that this log was really large.
结果他就松手去抱那个木头。
So he let go of the rope and attached himself to this log.
结果呢他就跟着木头一起从那个瀑布冲下去死掉。
So he ended up,falling down Niagara Falls with that log and dying.
我们知道他犯了一个大的错误。
You know that he committed a great error and poor choice.
这个与罪无关，对不对？他犯错误。
Like this has nothing to do with sinning, that he just made the wrong choice.
你放弃了这个正确的，虽然是一条细的绳子，但是可以救命的。
Even though this rope was really thin, that rope could have saved his life.
你去抱了个大木头，结果你就死了。
And instead, he released himself from the rope and clung to the log and went down the river to his death.
所以这是给我们一个很重要的提醒。
So this gives us an important reminder.
在末后的日子，弟兄姊妹，我们要循着正路跟随。
That in these last days, we need to walk on the right path with the Lord.
就说呢，这是窄门小路。
And the Lord says that this is the narrow path to the small gate.
但是却是一条正路。
But it is the straight path.
不过我们也感谢主啊。
But we thank God.
在亚细亚的七个教会里面
in these seven churches in Asia Minor.
今天早晨我们要看了这个腓拉铁腓的教会。
This morning we want to talk about the Church of Philadelphia.
这好像是七个教会里面唯一一个能够发出光的。
And out of the seven, it seems like the Church of Philadelphia was able to illuminate the most light.
所以这里呢，主就借着腓拉铁腓呢给我们个提醒。
And so here God gives us an example and a warning.
这样的情况呢是正确的。
And what is the pathway that is the most certain, the most for sure path?
弟兄姊妹都知道腓拉铁腓这个教会呢就是在今天的土耳其的这个国家里面。
And we know that the Church of Philadelphia exists in modern day Turkey.
最近你看见这个土耳其发生大重大的地震。
And we all know that in Turkey there was this great earthquake.
所以你如果看地图的话呢，那个地震的地方啊，正好大概在保罗的家乡大树那个附近。
And it seems like the epicenter of this earthquake was from Paul's hometown of Damascus.
啊，那么我们知道这个腓拉铁腓呢是在这个西边比较远的地方。
Is that south?
在 west.
West. West, sorry. We know that Philadelphia was a little bit west of where this epicenter of this earthquake happened.
但是我们知道那个腓拉铁腓当初呢是一个在山上的一个小城。
And we know that the Church of Philadelphia was this little city, a mountain city.
它附近的有一个火山。
And adjacent to it was a volcano.
所以呢这个城呢这个常常地震。
And so this city oftentimes would encounter earthquakes.
所以它人不多的。
So that's why there were only, the population was very, small.
所以我们可以知道腓拉铁腓这个教会呢是一个人数不多的一个教会。
We know that the Church of Philadelphia was the church that was not great in numbers.
但是它有一些的好的情况提醒我们。
But there were some good points that we can glean from the Church of Philadelphia.
我们知道腓拉铁腓的意思就是弟兄相爱。
We know that the word Philadelphia means brotherly love.
啊，他们是彼此相爱的一般圣徒。
That they were Christians who loved each other.
然后主对他们说呢，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。
And the Lord, God says to the Church of Philadelphia that I know your deeds and that you have a little power.
感谢我们的主啊。
We thank our God.
他知道我们人的微小和软弱。
He knows how small we are and how weak we are.
他也不需要我们有多大的能力。
He doesn't require us to have great strength.
我常常听见有些圣徒们喜欢夸张啊，哦，我们的教会大有能力，我们谁大有能力。
There are some people who proudly will brag about their churches that our church we have great numbers and we're very powerful and we're very capable.
其实在神的眼中来看呢，那都是算不得什么。
But in God's eyes, it may not count as very much.
所以神今天呢，没有要求我们有多大的能力，你略有一点能力就可以了。
So today, God doesn't require that we have great power. He just wants a willing heart.
那么略有一点力量做什么呢？
And to have this little bit of power, what was it used for?
他就说呢，那个你曾遵守我的道，有这个力量遵守主的话。
And so the Church of Philadelphia used their little power to hold on, to keep the word of God.
就主要我们能听话就好，你有点力量能听话 就满足了。
So as long as we have a little bit of power to be obedient to God's word, that's all we need.
没有弃绝我的名。
And it says that they did not deny his name.
我们晓得主的名就是主的自己。
We know that the name of God is God himself.
就是这一般人生活，他们侍奉，他们聚会，眼中有主。
Meaning that in this group of Christians in Philadelphia, their church life, everything that they did, they had God in their, at the center of their hearts as their focus.
因为他们聚会，他们侍奉都在主跟前。
Because all of their church life and their service was done before God.
所以主说，你只要有一点点的力量，你能持守我的话，不否认我的名。
So God says to the church of Philadelphia that you have kept my word and have not denied my name and you have just this little bit of power, that's enough. So this to us should be a great encouragement. Because we are all weak people.
神没有叫你做多大多有能力的事。
God did not require for us to do great things.
所以我们记得我们要听主的话，眼中要有主。
So we need to keep God's words and we need to have the Lord in our sights.
那么腓立比教会里面也有一点难处。
And the Church of Philadelphia also encountered some challenges.
就是呢，这个撒旦议会的人。
And they were, among them were some of the synagogue of Satan.
我们知道这是犹太教。
And we know that these are some Jews.
他们要把犹太教的东西带到腓立比。
And they wanted to bring some of their Jewish traditions and customs into the Church of Philadelphia.
所以他们等于是要用宗教来干扰腓立比。
In other words, they wanted to use the religious aspects of Judaism to interfere with God's church.
主说他们说的话是谎话，不真实的。
And God says that the words that they say are lies and are false.
哎，感谢主啊。
But thank God.
腓立比的教会很刚强的。
The Church of Philadelphia was strong.
我们看见了，这帮犹太人不仅不能影响他们。
That not only did these Jews, they did not influence them.
他们反而来下拜，承认自己的错误。
But they were able to admit their own wrongs.
我们知道在教会历史中间里也发生很多这样的事情。
And we know that in church history, we've seen a lot of incidences like this.
所以腓立比的教会虽然有一点点的力量，但是他们坚守主的话。
So even though the Church of Philadelphia had this little power, they were able to hold on to God's word.
还有一件重要的事情。
Another, important thing.
就是在主回来之前。
That before the Lord returns.
他们能遵守主忍耐的道。
That they were able to, keep the word of God's perseverance.
我们晓得今天呢，主也在忍耐。
We know that today God is also persevering.
因为我们的主要回来娶他的心腹。
Because Christ is waiting to be married to his bride.
他要把神的国度、天国带下来。
And he wants to bring the kingdom of heaven down.
所以主就预先把这些话都告诉我们了。
So the Lord gave us these words in advance.
这是主的忍耐的道。
And these are the words of God's perseverance.
所以我们要守住。
So we need to keep it and hold on tight.
跟主一同忍耐。
So we persevere with the Lord.
我们就希望好好的把教会装饰整齐。
That we would, make the bride ready.
我们一心盼望天国的降临。
That our only heart's desire is that the kingdom of heaven would come.
主说如果你们这样做,
And the Lord says that if you do this,
当那个大灾难临到你的时候，我会叫你们避躲开这个灾难。
When the great tribulation comes, I will allow you to be spared from this tribulation.
但是主在这里有一点提醒。
But here God gives us a reminder.
就是你要守住这样的事情啊，免得有人夺取你的冠冕。
The Lord says that if you are able to persevere, persevere, otherwise I am coming quickly, and so that no one will take your crown.
就是你千万不要放松。
And in other words, don't dare to let go.
啊，不要半途而废。
Don't do things half-heartedly.
因为呢，这个冠冕你不要，别人就拿走了。
Because this crown, if you don't want it, someone else will take it from you.
所以希望我们的弟兄姊妹大家相互的勉励。
So I hope that we can all have this mutual encouragement.
求主给我们有得胜的心智。
That God would give us a heart of victory and overcome.
让我们在这个时候真是听见圣灵所说的话。
That in these days we would truly hear what the Spirit is saying to us.
我们知道在末后的日子。
We know that in the end times.
人的话的力量是很小的。
The impact of man's words is very weak.
所以这七个教会，神都告诉我们要听圣灵的话。
So to the message to the seven churches is to listen to the word of God. Listen to
the men and
the brothers and sisters.
求主让我们成为有耳可听的人。
So may we be people who have an ear to hear.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌一样。
Just like the song that we just sang.
我们说主啊，当你正向别人呼召的时候，莫把我漏掉。
That Lord, as you are calling others, don't forget about me.
所以这个腓拉铁菲的教会呢，可以说是一个能发光的教会。
So the Church of Philadelphia, we can say is a church that was able to illuminate.
它虽然很小，但是它能满足主的心。
Although small, it was able to satisfy the heart of God.
所以愿主把这一幅图画放在我们的里面。
May God allow this picture to be in our minds and our hearts.
让我们在主面前同心的，那么在主面前好好的追求。
That before the Lord, together we pursue after this.
能像腓拉铁菲的教会一样。
So that we can be like the Church of Philadelphia.
那么我们在主面前就有福了。
Then we will be blessed before the Lord.
那么在腓拉铁菲之后呢？
And after the Church of Philadelphia,
那么神还借着另外一个教会在警戒我们。
God uses another church to continue to warn us.
就是老底家的教会。
That is the Church of Laodicea.
这个老底家教会的情况啊。
Now the condition of Laodicea,
对我们来讲实在是很重要的提醒。
To us, it really is an important reminder.
那么老底家教会弟兄姊妹都清楚。
I think many brothers and sisters already know very clearly that the Church of Laodicea is a church that is neither hot nor cold. It is a lukewarm church.
We know this lukewarm
there's some meaning.When it refers to being lukewarm.
因为我们人的天性呢是比较喜欢温水的。
Our natural instinct is that we gravitate towards things that are lukewarm.
所以这个温水呢就说明你也喜欢走那个容易的道路。
And so being lukewarm means that you prefer the easy path.
那很容易妥协。
And you easily compromise.
你也不愿意犯罪，但是又怕得罪人。
You don't want to sin, but then you don't want to, you don't want to, shortchange other people.
所以我们对于仇敌的引诱、世界的好处、天然的感情这些方面呢，我们没有力量。
So when we battle against Satan and other human interactions, it's like we don't have the energy for it.
所以主说你或冷要不然就冷要不然就热。
So God says to them, either be cold or hot.
意思就是对那些罪恶错误的东西我们要非常的冷静的坚决的拒绝。
So, we need to be cold towards Satan and all of sin.
对那些错误的东西我们也要抗拒它。
So all the things that are wrong, we need to be cold towards.
这方面呢需要绝对。
We need to be certain about this.
然后对于主呢对于主的事情呢
And regarding the things of God,
我们要心里面火热。
We need to be hot and on fire.
我们无论追求侍奉聚会灵力都是火热。
Our pursuit, our service, our church life, we need to be hot and full of fire.
所以这个对我们来讲是一个重要的提醒。
So this is an important reminder to us.
我们不能把教会弄成那个不冷不热的光景。
We can't, take our church into this direction of being, neither hot nor cold.
并且呢今天我们看见全世界的光景呢都会影响教会。
And we can see that the society, all the societal influences can impact the church.
所以至于呢今天的教会呢大部分的情况都很像这个老底家。
So a lot of the churches in the world today are, rest in this, state of being like the church of Laodicea.
我们知道在教会历史上
We know that in church history,
曾经有很多复兴运动啊。
There were many, revivals.
那个复兴刚来的时候真的非常的火热。
And when there is a revival, you're instantly on fire and hot.
但是呢很快的就慢慢的就变成了温水。
But very quickly, over time, you become lukewarm.
你像1904年在英国威尔士发生的大复兴。
For example, in 1904, the Wales Revival.
那个复兴是非常大的。
That revival in Wales was great.
但是很快的它就变冷了。
But very quickly it became lukewarm.
你像后来的弟兄运动一样。
Then came the Brethren Movement and it was similar.
早先的20年的光景非常好。
The first 20 years, the condition was very good.
他们守住主的话。
They kept the words of God.
Yeah, 他们尊重主的名。
They respected the name of God.
他们摆脱过去所有的错误。
And they put aside all the errors in the past.
但是经不起时间的考验。
But they couldn't stand the test of time.
200年过去之后呢，这个情况就逐渐的开始，变成温水。
And over the course of time, their hot condition became lukewarm.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都对我们是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
So all of these are important reminders to us.
今天我们来到末后的时代。
Today we've come to the last days.
我们经历一个很重大考验的一个时期。
And we're in the time of testing.
所以我们不能使教会变得个不冷不热的。
We can't allow the church to become neither hot nor cold.
所以我们需要主的灵在我们的身上工作。
We need the Spirit of God to do its work in us.
也许我们很喜欢温水。
Maybe we really like being lukewarm.
但是主不喜欢。
But God does not want us to be like that. God does not like it.
不冷不热我就从口里把你吐出去。
He says that if you are neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
所以弟兄姊妹这是一个重要的提醒。
It's an important reminder to us.
我们求主用他的话语来光照我们。
May God shine his light upon us.
让我们看看我们今天在主面前的光景是如何的。
That we can see how our condition is, our true condition is before him.
我常常和弟兄姊妹讲主的天国很快就要降临。
I keep reminding everyone that the kingdom of heaven is near.
这个时间很紧迫。
Our time is short.
如果我们在这个时候无所谓。
If we are very indifferent and careless,
那么不冷不热,
if we are neither hot nor cold,
那我们怎么去见主呢?
And how are we to face our Lord and Savior?
所以老底家教会首先提醒我们, 你不能不冷不热。
So the Church of Laodicea teaches us that we cannot be lukewarm, either be hot or cold.
那么第二件重要的事情,
the second important thing,
他提醒我们了, 你不能自满自足。
Is that you can't say that you're rich.
那你不能说我已经富足了。
You can't say that, I've already become wealthy.
啊，不仅富足，还发了财了。
And you've really become wealthy.
Yeah. 那么我们知道今天尤其在美国的教会啊。
Especially in a lot of churches in the United States.
我看大多数教会在钱财上面都不缺少。
I think, a lot of churches are not lacking in their finances.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们，这个给我们一个重要的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this gives us an important reminder.
我们基督徒呢，不能自满自足，觉得自己很不错。
We can't, be satisfied with ourselves and think that we are doing well.
所以主知道我们的情形。
But God knows our true condition.
你自己觉得自己还不错。
You might think that you're doing well and that you're pretty good.
但是在十七节那里说，主说你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
But in verse 17 it says, But you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
你看这是不是一个很可怜的光景啊?
Isn't this a very pitiful state?
我们看不见自己的光景。
We can't see our own true condition.
我们觉得自己还不错呢。
But yet we feel like we're rich and we're wealthy.
所以这也是老底家教会的一个难处。
And this is one of the problems in the Church of Laodicea.
因为主爱他的教会。
Because God loves his church.
十八节那里说，主说我劝你。
And in verse 18 it says, I advise you.
啊，这有三件重要的事情。
And three important things follow.
第一个，向我买火炼的金子。
Is, I advise you to buy for me gold refined by fire.
我们讲过，这一盏灯如果要能发亮，第一个它必须是纯金的。
And we've already mentioned that in order for this lampstand to shine and produce light, it has to be made of pure gold.
这个火炼的金子呢，就是表示它不纯洁，现在需要经过火把它炼净。
So this being gold being refined by fire means that there are impurities in the gold and it needs to be refined through the fire.
你这个买呢，就是要付代价，对吧？
And when it says to buy for me, that means there is a cost.
所以我们需要追求教会的纯洁。
We need to pursue after the purity in God's church.
追求个人属灵生活的圣洁。
That in our own individual lives, we need to pursue after being pure.
所以这第一件重要的事情叫买火炼的金子。
So the first thing we need to do is buy this gold that is refined by fire.
因为出于主的生命的那个才是真正的富有。
So, because only that which is from the life of Christ will have value.
第二件事情你要买白衣穿上。
The second thing is we need to buy white garments.
我们知道这个白衣是指着我们的行为说的。
And the white garments speak of our conduct and how we act.
我们需要付代价追求公义的生活。
We need to pay a cost to live a life of righteousness.
没有公义就是羞耻。
If you don't live a life of righteousness, then it is a life of shame.
当然今天我们的衣服要洁白需要靠羔羊的血。
And today, in order for our garments to be white, we need the precious blood of Jesus.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
你要买眼药来擦你的眼睛。
We have to buy eye salve to anoint our eyes.
我们不能因为有一点的知识满足，我们需要看见。
We can't just rely on our own intellect. We actually need to have that vision, that seeing.
求主给我们有真正属灵的眼光。
That the Lord would grant us that true spiritual sight.
能把属灵的事情呢，能看得明白。
That we can fully comprehend the spiritual matters of God.
所以主今天为这三件事情呢，主也管教地上的教会。
So with these three things, God also uses this to discipline His church.
主希望我们看见自己的光景。在主面前能悔改。
That we would see our true condition and repent and return to the Lord.
另外一件事情。
And another aspect.
是神借着老底嘉在这里提醒我们的。
That the Lord uses the Church of Laodicea.
就在二十节那里。
In verse 20.
他们把主关在门外了。
They've shut the Lord outside the door.
因为主是在门外叩门，所以主站在门外。
Yeah, so it says that the Lord is outside the door knocking.
你看老底嘉的教会居然把主关在门外了。
You can see that the Church of Laodicea actually put the Lord outside the door.
简单的意思就是他们没有主，他们也照样能做这些事情。
And simply put is that even without the Lord, they continue to gather.
他们照样做事，照样聚会。
They continued to do things and to gather.
而没有主的同在。
They did not have the presence of God.
这是何等严肃的事情呢？
And this is a very severe thing.
我们知道神的儿女的聚会，主的同在才是最大的祝福。
We know that today in our gatherings, having the presence of the Lord is our greatest blessing.
能够抗拒仇敌一切势力的是主的同在。
And in order to counter all of Satan's attacks, we need the presence of the Lord.
能拒绝世界引诱的是主的同在。
In order to not fall to the temptations of the world, we need the presence of the Lord.
能保守我们不在试探引诱里面的是主的同在。
And to protect us from all the temptations and all the things that the world entices us with, We need the presence of the Lord.
在正面的事情上
if we see the positive in this,
那么主的同在就是我们最大的满足。
The Lord's presence is our greatest satisfaction.
所以主说，如果你开门，我就进去，你与我，我与你一同坐席。
So the Lord says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with you.
这个坐席就是主是我们的聚会的享受。
So what does it mean to dine with the Lord? That means that He is our satisfaction.
所以弟兄姊妹
The brothers and the sisters.
主最后借着这个老底嘉给我们的提醒。
I lastly want to use the Church of Laodicea as a warning to us.
因为这个老底嘉也是末后时代地上教会很容易犯的错误。
Because the errors and sins of the Church of Laodicea, we can commit those sins easily today.
所以主呼召得胜者。
So the Lord calls us to overcome.
我们要从这些错误里面出来。
We need to depart from these errors and sins.
我们要有一个开通的耳朵，能听见圣灵的声音。
We need to have an open ear to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
在今天这个黑暗的时代中
In the dark times that we're in,
我希望地上的众教会，每一个教会都是一盏灯。
Our hope is that every church in this world would be a source of light.
能够把基督照射出来。
And we can illuminate Christ.
我们看见亚细亚的七个教会，他们真是非常的软弱和失败。
See that the seven churches in Asia Minor, how weak they were and how much they failed.
所以主就借着这些来提醒我们。
So God used these to remind us today.
我们必须知道我们已经在这个时候了。
And we have to know that we are already living in these times.
这不是将来的事情。
This is not something of the future that we're talking about.
现在的事情。
These are things that we're talking about today.
所以愿主把这个灯台的几个原则能够深深地放在我们的里面。
So may God take these principles of this lampstand and firmly implant them in our hearts.
那么我们希望主让我们知道我们为什么在这里聚会。
So that we would know why we are even gathering.
到底我们要做什么？
What is our purpose? What are we doing?
所以希望弟兄姊妹们因着主的话的光照，我们里面能够明亮起来。
So may the word of the Lord enlighten us as we continue on.
并且在主回来的日子之前，
that before the Lord returns.
那么在黑暗的时代中，我们的聚会教会能成为一盏发亮的灯。
That in the darkness of the world, the church can be a source of light.
我再说，这是所有弟兄姊妹的责任。
I'll say again that this responsibility is on every brother and sister.
愿主因他的话祝福我们。
And may God bless us with his own words.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's end with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们在你的宝座跟前向你俯伏下拜。
Lord, we bow before your throne.
因为今天我们正处在一个非常黑暗的时代。
We are living in dark days.
愿你借着启示录对教会所说的话我们都听见。
And the words that you have spoken to the seven churches in Asia Minor, we also hear these words.
求你保守我们这个小小的聚会。
You protect our little gathering here.
让它能成为一盏发亮的灯。
That we could be a source of light.
所有弟兄姊妹在这里都愿意听主的话。
That every brother and sister here would be willing to listen to your words.
虽然我们非常的软弱。
Even though we are very weak.
但愿主使我们像腓拉铁腓的教会一样略略的有一点力量。
May we be like the Church of Philadelphia that we have even a little power.
在这一段最需要忍耐的时候。
That in these times where perseverance is much needed.
求主增加我们的忍耐。
May you increase our capacity to persevere.
让我们弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
That brothers and sisters can truly love each other.
我们能够相互的激励。
That we can encourage one another.
但愿在你回来的时候
that before you return,
我们能够欢欢喜喜的来迎接你
that we can joyfully meet you face to face.
求你祝福你自己的话
You bless your own words.
聆听我们的祷告
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
Pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen.